I wanted to talk to you about this panic buttons idea. This was included in the omnibus bill.
Right.
$200,000 in federal funds to buy panic buttons. Tell me how this panic button idea came about and how it would work.
Actually, even before the Florida shooting, we were talking about ways and ideas, and it was supposed to have been originally just a pilot program. But then whenever the shooting occurred, it was able to be got into the larger bill. And basically the idea and intent is, you know, we as members of Congress and other people who have an elected official and other people in certain situations have a panic button under their desk. Well, we studied this, and it wasn't just a panic button under the desk of the teachers, but this is a button that can actually be worn on the lapel and on the or in the pocket so that a teacher in the school can react quickly to notify emergency service personnel in case of a shooting, but not only in case of a shooting. There can be a lot of things that these are appropriately used for. Say you have a child that goes down with some kind of condition and you need medical assistance or whatever.
This needed
to be included in the bill, and that's what we got done.
Mike, this is help me. I've fallen and I can't get up for school kids.
Exactly. Same
All way. Right. Now, the understanding here, up to $200,000 in federal funds. The Department of Justice is how this would run through the funding. 75% of the cost device initial installation up to $200,000. Although the phones and the connections for that would be on the school's end, chances are that already exists in the form of the internet itself. But I find this much more of an appealing idea than a bucket of rocks in the corner.
Well, I listened to the bucket of rocks idea, and I think that probably that wasn't the best idea in the world. But I do believe that if these panic buttons, which make sense, that can be used in all the other resources, we use them in government. Why in the world shouldn't we have them as one tool of many tools that could be put together to make sure our classes and our entire schools are safe?
Mike, if a school administrator or teacher is or a county official is listening, school board member, how do they learn more about this? How do they bring this program to their school?
We can work through our office, either the Carbondale or O'Fallon office. We'll gladly work as this comes online to work with it to apply for the grants. As they become available.
All right, and when would that availability come about? Since the bill has been signed,
we're hoping because of the fact that we passed the omnibus bill the other day, the school funding language that put together was in there, so that should become available within the next couple of months. But they must put the rules in place, right? The rules for application. So you know, but that's government at its best. But we're hoping within the next couple of months.
All right. Hey, Mike, I need to let you go. Is there anything quickly going on that you'd like to share with us on your busy day?
No, we're working throughout the district right now to make sure that we're getting in touch with people while we're back in the district for the next week and a half, and then meeting with everybody, school officials, and so, you know, we're just out doing our job.